Well, let's go to Ukraine. The Russian savages are continuing to commit war crimes and genocide. And their tactics right now seem to be concentrate only on the Donbass region, the eastern Ukraine. Just like before that, they did in Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine and still is. And they're simply going through the Donbass with Russian troops and local sympathizers and murdering civilians, bombing buildings. We saw that in Mariupol, they bombed almost the entire town. Well, they are doing this in other cities as well. And Zelensky, President Zelensky, once again, has urged the West to give them stronger weapons. He needs multiple missile rocket launchers with guided missiles. He needs shore-to-ship missiles to take out the Russian fleet or send it another 20 miles out into the Black Sea. There's a genocide going on. I'll tell you what. I think Europe has lost its soul. For them to stand there and say, well, if you did it in a NATO country, we'd stop you. But if you want to torture a teenage girl in Ukraine, 10 miles from the Polish border, I guess that's okay. We'll just get you with some sanctions. That's not human. That's not human. The Russian leadership are animals. They're savages. It is a Nazi culture. Do I say that lightly? No, I don't say that lightly. Remember that Stalin teamed up with Hitler at the beginning of the Second World War. They entered into a non-aggression pact, and they both attacked Poland. They agreed to divvy up Poland and Eastern Europe. For the Russians to say they're doing this to stop Nazis, Russians are Nazis. They are genocidal sadists. There's a development with Putin. There are people who are now saying that he is terminally ill. I'm a little suspicious of this. I don't trust Putin, and I don't trust the KGB or the FSB, which is the new KGB with different initials. One report said that Putin has 3 years to live. Well, come on. I mean, I've heard of people saying you got a month to live, you got a 6 month, a year. Who says you got 3 years to live? They say his eyesight's failing. Well, I'll tell you what. And this, before that, they said his thyroid was failing and he had doctors following him. He's a sickly-looking, nasty-looking thing. There's no question. He's a disease-carrying rat. But is he terminally ill? I don't know. I hope he is. I hope he is. He's an evil man, a Hitler type, kind of a junior varsity type Hitler. Should be taken out. It is true. There is intelligence that the rest of the rabble in the Russian leadership, in the Kremlin, are talking about who his successor would be, and they've mentioned two people. Neither of them's any good. One is the mayor of Moscow, Sergei Sobyanin. The other one is the former president, Dmitry Medvedev. And a lot of people thought, well, Dmitry Medvedev, he was some sort of a moderate. But lately, he's one of the clowns that's been threatening nuclear weapons. He's lying, of course. I mean, he's doing it to posture. You don't want him as president again. And I know nothing about Sergei Sobyanin, mayor of Moscow, except that to be mayor of Moscow, you have to be bad news, a thief, a murderer, and a liar. Those are the three main credentials to be mayor of Moscow. I've been to Moscow, enjoyed it. Been to St. Petersburg back in 1997. The invitation of our Justice Department, who was sending over a delegation to give talks to the Rusky prosecutors, lawyers, public officials on our legal system. I like the people very much. But they live in a Nazi culture. And ever since the first czar, about 1,000 years ago, they have been essentially slaves. Many of them were serfs until the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. Then when they bumped off the Romanov family, the last czar and the czarina, and six kids, it was pretty cold. They just went in and flat out killed them. Then they turned communist, and then they had Stalin killing 20 million people. And they, their culture brings nothing but slavery, sadism, fraud, and theft. And they say they want to spread their culture. They want to defend their culture. They have no culture. The last constructive part of their culture was in the 19th century with Tchaikovsky and Dostoevsky and Pushkin and the rest. Some good stuff, but not worth putting up with all of this. And then the 20th century, they murdered their intellectuals. So what more can we be doing? Joe Biden, get Zelensky what he needs. Get him multiple rocket launchers with guided missiles. Get him shorter ship missiles. Get him planes. Get him planes. They should be bombing Russian positions and killing as many of them as they can. The other thing, you know, that really frosts me, we have more than 40 Ruskies playing in the National Hockey League. Throw them out. Many of them are only here on visas and that kind of thing. Maybe green card. Get them out of here. We don't want any Ruskies. Some clown comes in and says, I'm a conductor. I am a speed skater. I am a gymnast. I play the cello. Get out of here. You can go play it in Moscow. We don't want you. We don't want any Ruskies here. You have a Nazi culture. If there's an occasional Rusky who is standing up to his government like Navalny, we praise you and we do want you. But we do not want Nazi culture. We don't want Nazi culture. Putin cannot be construed as having won anything in this thing because he'll continue to enslave his own country and he'll continue to enslave other countries nearby. Once a commie, always a commie. Putin was a colonel in the KGB. He has the same tactics. Now he's a mafia. He's an organized crime guy. That's all he is, organized crime. That's all he is. And so we don't want Sergei Sobyanin or Dmitry Medvedev. If the guy's dying, okay, 3 years is a long time. We can't wait around for that. Somebody's got to take care of business a lot sooner than that. But the message of this segment is Joe Biden, get Zelensky the weapons. Europe is chicken. They'll stand by and watch that country get dismembered, Ukraine. Listen, Macron of France and Scholz of Germany the other day had a phone call with Putin begging him to get out of Ukraine. Are you kidding me? Think of a little history. What are the two countries that invaded Russia? France under Napoleon, the beginning of the 19th century, and Russia under Hitler. It was invaded by Hitler with the German, the Nazis, in the 1940s. And you're begging him? Bill, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a little time before the break. What's on your mind today, Bill, of Oconomowoc?
Matt, I've got a lot to say this morning. I'll try and condense it. After the shooting, here's the deal. Assault weapons ban has to happen. I am sick and tired of the minority controlling the majority. The majority of Americans agree we need an assault weapons ban. We need more even after that. I'm going to push hard. I'm very involved in guns. I'm very connected with gun people. I'm meeting with some gun people. They have to see the light. They protect kids, not guns. When I look in the eyes of my granddaughters, I have no, and grandsons, I have no trouble banning assault weapons and making concealed carry people more responsible. They have no rights if they don't exercise responsibility. So moving forward, this should be a no-brainer. Going into the midterms, we could easily win hands down. Kids first, not guns. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for that, Bill. That's very, very, very sage stuff. And for everybody out there, you know, Bill is a gun owner. Bill's a hunter. And he's speaking from deep experience. And then that's exactly right. I mean, an AR-15, an AK-47, if you hunt deer with an AR-15, there's going to be nothing left but the hooves. Believe me, nothing left but the hooves. Okay, we're going to a break. Bill, thanks a lot.